Theoretical recap. Internal navigation with anchors is one of the oldest and most practical features of HTML. An anchor is created using the A tag, which you already know from the previous lesson on hypertext links. When used for internal navigation, the A tag does not point to an external URL but to a specific location within the same page. This is done in two steps. First, you assign a unique ID attribute to the target element. For example, h2id equals skills greater than my skills slash h2 greater than second. You create a link pointing to that ID using the hash symbol. For example, href equals hashtag skills greater than go to skills slash a. The mental model is simple. The ID is the destination. The href with hash is the GPS coordinate that sends the user there. Common mistakes include forgetting the hash and the href, using duplicate id values on the same page, ids must be unique, or placing ids on elements that are hard for the browser to scroll to. Another frequent error is confusing the anchor used for internal navigation with the anchor used for external links. They use the same tag, but the href value is fundamentally different. A quick example. If your page has a section IA equals experience greater than a link like a href equals hashtag experience, the A experience slash A placed at the top of the page will instantly scroll the user to that section. This pattern is widely used in single-page layouts, documentation pages, and long-form resumes, exactly the kind of document you have been building throughout this chapter. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will extend the semantic HTML resume you created in the mini-project earlier in this chapter. Your goal is to transform this document into a navigable single-page resume by implementing a complete internal navigation system using anchor links. This is a practical and professional skill. Many portfolio pages and online CVs use exactly this technique to improve user experience without requiring any JavaScript or CSS. Start by reviewing the current structure of your resume file. Identify all the major sections it contains, for example, a header or introduction, a skills section, an experience or background section, a list of projects or achievements, and a contact section. Each of these sections must receive a unique and meaningful ID attribute. Choose id values that are descriptive and lowercase, without spaces, use hyphens if needed, such as id equals work experience or id equals contact. Make sure no two elements on your page share the same id. Once your sections are properly identified, create a navigation block at the very top of your resume body, before any section content. This block should use a nav element, which you have encountered when studying semantic HTML, and contain an unordered list, ul, of anchor links, one for each major section of the resume. Each list item should contain an A tag with the corresponding href pointing to the section's ID. This navigation block should allow a user arriving at the top of your page to jump directly to any section with a single click. The structure and semantics of this nav block matter. Use the appropriate HTML elements and make sure the markup is clean and valid. As an additional step, add a back-to-top link at the bottom of each section. This link should point to the very top of the page. To do this, you will need to assign an id to a suitable element at the top of your document, typically the header or the body element itself. Note: assigning an id to body is valid HTML. The back-to-top link gives users a smooth way to return to the navigation menu after reading a section, which is a standard usability pattern. Before submitting, review your work carefully. Open your HTML file in a browser and test every anchor link. Each one should scroll the page to the correct section. Verify that no id is duplicated. Check that your nav block is placed semantically inside the body and outside of any section. Validate your HTML using the W3C validator, validator.w3.org, and fix any errors reported. Make sure your file is saved with a HTML extension and that the structure remains clean and readable. You are encouraged to consult all previous theoretical lessons in this chapter, as well as any internet resources you find useful. MDN WebDocs is particularly recommended for HTML reference. You may work alone or ask for help. The important thing is that you understand what you are doing and can explain your choices. This workshop is also an opportunity to practice analytical thinking. If something does not work as expected, take the time to read your code carefully, use browser developer tools to inspect elements, and look up documentation before asking for help.